Ask the expert, Floored by Choice. To assist self-builders exploring the myriad structural timber flooring options out there, Scott Walters of Egger UK provides a brief overview of the choices and solutions. I'm looking for a sustainable solution, what's best? Given the ongoing climate crisis, we're all keen to do our bit for the environment. For those building their own home, this can present the perfect opportunity to reduce your carbon footprint by choosing building products and systems that offer a greener alternative. When looking for sustainable structural flooring, there is one clear winner: timber. An inherently sustainable material, timber can be replenished without releasing unnecessary carbon, unlike other alternatives. Additionally, timber is ideal for recycling and reusing, maintaining its strength and value over time. As a result, you will find many timber-based products often contain recycled wood and sawmill byproducts, further enhancing its sustainability credentials. If you're keen to go green, look out for manufacturers who source their timber from FCORE FSC-accredited forests local to their production plants, meaning that timber used in a flooring board is coming from a sustainable source. What different types of timber structural flooring are available? When it comes to timber-based structural flooring boards, there are three main types. Firstly, there is uncoated, P5 chipboard, which is the base form of timber-based structural flooring systems. Secondly, there are flooring boards with a peelable, film layer. This layer is designed to protect the board against moisture ingress and provides an additional barrier against moisture upon completion of the flooring. Once construction is complete, the top layer can be peeled off, revealing the clean structural flooring system beneath, which will have remained free of plaster or paint stains from other works. Finally, if you want to go a step further, consider a flooring solution that features a thermally bonded, hard-wearing and anti-slip surface on both sides of the board. This can again provide protection against moisture ingress during construction or even leaking pipes after the completion of works, as well as from damage or wear and tear from site traffic. What are the applications of each of these products? Each of the product types mentioned have their own ideal applications. For example, uncoated P5 chipboard is great for both internal refurbishments, whether that be a loft extension or interior renovation, and new builds, as well as modular and timber frame constructions. While chipboard with a peelable top layer should be considered for projects where the flooring boards are installed early on, such as in timber frame houses, where the flooring can often be left exposed to the elements. Finally, a chipboard with a thermally bonded layer is perfect for those looking for a structural flooring system that can be left installed for long periods, up to 60 days. This is especially useful for self-build projects, where it can be easy to run over schedule or face delays. These types of flooring boards can prove invaluable in this scenario, providing peace of mind that the flooring won't suffer damage due to prolonged exposure to the elements. This solution is best used in areas where there is an increased risk of exposure to moisture, such as in loft or basement conversions, and again in open or exposed environments. Underfloor heating systems can also be used with these types of floorboards, further extending their versatility. How are these products installed? Whether you're looking to get hands-on with installation or you hire a professional, it's good to know that timber structural floorboards are easy to fit. Generally speaking, there are two installation methods, either using a bespoke joint and joist adhesive, often supplied by the manufacturer, or through a combination of adhesive and mechanical fixings. Look for flooring boards that are manufactured with a tongue and groove profile, ensuring a tight and reliable joint. When installing and laying the boards, each row should be staggered by roughly half a board's width, with the optimum configuration being the same as a brick bond laying pattern. All short end joints should fall on the center of a joist, including on the perimeter edges. Don't be afraid to be generous with adhesive. As a guide, bonding a board to the joist and the surrounding boards using the tongue and groove joint should require one bottle of joint and joist adhesive per 6 boards. You should be able to see the adhesive foaming out of the joint once the boards are tightly butted together, as this works to enhance the protection of the joint. Once your space has been filled with boards, all mechanical fixings, perimeter edges, cut edges and stairwells should be sealed using the joint and joist adhesive to ensure a watertight seal. To finish, the excess adhesive should be removed using a scraper. What type of product and system guarantees are available? Many structural flooring systems will come with a guarantee, each for differing lengths of time, providing you with peace of mind that the product is long-lasting and reliable, as well as the reassurance that any issues further down the line will be rectified. There are a variety of structural timber flooring boards available to self-builders, each bringing its own value and benefits. As a result, it's important to consider the environment in which the flooring is being installed, as well as any other objectives you have for your new home, such as sustainability. If in doubt, you can speak to a manufacturer for further guidance and support. Scott Walters is Building Products Sales Director at Egger UK.